Dear listeners, many of us, I am sure, drive along the Albany Highway from Albany on the way to Perth or wherever, and they get to Mount Barker, and having made very certain not to exceed the speed limit, they then drive on through and they miss one of the little gems, which is the Mitchell House Arts Centre. And it's just opposite the visitor centre. It's a pink building, and it used to be the post office.
Old post office, yes.
So it is wonderful to have with me Heather Roberts, who has been, I think, very much involved in resurrecting the house, because it had gone quiet for some years, and then since 2020, all kinds of things have been going on. So, Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, what is actually happening? What can you see if you go to the Mitchell House?
Well, there's three gallery rooms, a major gallery room with the annex and galleries 2 and 3. In there are paintings on the walls, and we also have beautiful, beautiful pottery that our Mitchell House pottery members make, and textiles, and two of our members also do resin works.
Because I've tended to think of it as a place at which to see paintings.
No, not just paintings. The pottery is very, very popular.
Is that new-ish?
No, not really. It first started in 2020. It was just paintings, but I gradually coerced the pottery ladies and the textile ladies to get involved.
Right.
Because it gives them an avenue for selling their pieces and getting a bit more money back in the coffers to play around and make something new.
So do they do their works in the house itself?
There's a big pottery section with their own kilns. Yes, they do. They work there on a Tuesday and a Thursday. And the painting group meets on a Tuesday.
Now, you tell me that although you are in very little Mount Barker,
yes,
not a huge population, or in Plantagenet, although I had to say Mount Barker does punch a bit above its weight in the arts. We have covered a few things.
Yes,
there.
We have a big art scene there now.
Yeah, with the murals as well.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Exciting. But I understand you also run competitions which are WA wide.
Yes.
Now, how did that happen?
The Plantagenet Art Prize has always been put on by Mitchell House Art Centre. It happens every 2 years, and that has progressively got bigger and bigger, and that's open to all of WA. It was from 16 upwards, but this year, for the first time, we've included a section for the 10 to 15-year-olds, which they were very excited about, and so were we, and the high school was very excited about having those children involved. It was lovely.
Now, have all the winners been local, or is it true that, in fact, many others are exhibiting and perhaps taking
No,
free
there
prizes?
Was quite a few winners from Albany. There were local winners, and a little girl from Mount Barker won the 10 to 15-year-olds. But, yes, there is major, you know, well-known winners, like Marjan, and she was one of them.
I'm trying to remember how to pronounce her name. I think it's Marjan Bakhtiarikis.
Yes, but the others, you know, local lass Adrian Quemby, for the first time exhibited in the art prize, and she won the sculpture. And another lass made a beautiful big pot with a so realistic lizard on,
yep.
That racehorse goanna, that was very, very stunning. She won that prize. So, yeah, lots of prizes.
So do you find that a lot of the paintings are actually inspired by the local environment?
Yes, I think so. A lot of our local artists do paint, I mean, the Stirlings and the Prongrups and native flora and fauna. You know, I paint in a lot of different styles and mediums. Some of it comes from my travels, but yes, a lot of local. Depends, of course, on what we're calling the exhibition at the time. The next art trail that we're in, that the theme of that is close to me. So that covers all sorts of things can be classed as close to you.
Oh, do you mean the sort of the Great Southern Arts Trail that comes on
yes,
every year?
Yes, we are in that every year. Mitchell House is in that every year.
Terrific.
Mm.
Now, what have you got coming up in the very near future? In fact, I think you've got a a call out for works of art right now.
That's our yearly fundraiser, which is called Small Works, and the pieces are from either 9x5 through to 12x12. The smallest size is 9x5, but the biggest size is 12x12. And that can be any medium. We have boards available there to pick up if you want to use our boards, which are free, or you can put in an existing piece that fits into that size frame, or buy a canvas, a small canvas that fits in that size as well. And that opens on the night of the 20th and goes through to the 28th at 1 o'clock, where everybody rushes in to see whether other people have bid on their favourite piece, and then there's a mad rush to see who can get their bids in the quickest by 1 o'clock to win the piece they want.
That sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yes, really it's exciting. Very good. It's very good. And the minimum bid is $25, and they need to be dropped in by the 17th at Mitchell House.
Right, so that is the deadline.
Yes.
So, you know, if I were a great artist, or even a not very good artist,
yes,
but just quite an inspired and interesting artist, how would I go about dropping off my art without it sitting out in the rain?
Well, you would have to come either... You could come before the 17th, which is a Tuesday. By 4 o'clock on that day, you could drop it off. Or Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we're open every day, 10 till 4.
Right.
Or one of the other days when the painting group, which is a Tuesday, or the pottery group are there on a Thursday. So there's plenty of opportunities to drop them off.
Is there anybody to contact?
Myself. Yes, Heather Roberts on 0408050635, or heather.peat@bigpond.com, or Mitchell House, which is Mitchell HSE21@gmail.com.
Now, I think you're also operating as a bit of a hub, aren't you? Been doing things like sending art to Lake Grace and to Wagin. So
yes. Once a year, we join Lake Grace in their exhibition, which is usually about the same time as the art trail. And the theme this year is orange, so that covers a lot of things, from sunsets right down to an orange, I suppose. Wagin Camera Club also joins them with photographs in that theme of orange this year. And when their exhibition at Lake Grace is completed, which includes our pottery as well, pottery from our pottery group and art from our group, then either they or we'll trot over there and get it and bring it back to Mitchell House. So we will then have the exhibition with our art and Lake Grace art and Wagin Camera Club art for a couple of weeks, and that will be after the art trail.
So I must stop playing my trick of just looking out and trying to keep my car down to 60 kilometres an hour.
And rush past coming and going.
And rush past coming and going.
Yes.
Actually stop in Mount Barker and see some of the amazing things, because there's some really interesting art shops there as well, which we shouldn't really advertise on community radio.
You'll probably be able to get a cup of coffee with us as well. We'll always make you a cup of tea and a cup of coffee,
Okay.
But hopefully we might even get the coffee van there very soon.
Terrific.
And that's a good call.
Thanks very much, Heather, and thank you so much for doing all this good work of getting the arts really strong and going in Mount Barker.
That's okay.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.